it's, you know, one of the things about a musician who really is serious is that you always know you can improve.
Yes.
One of my most valuable conversations about the real issue of the blues and playing and nerves and everything was when I got to meet Albert Collins.
Wow.
In Sydney, and it was just him and me in a room having a chat. And, you know, one of the most thrilling moments, he's one of the greatest gentlemen I've ever met.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you know, don't you get nervous? And he said, son, the day you don't get nervous is the day you should give up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And, of course, you spent some time with Buddy Guy as well.
Yeah. I had the good fortune, actually, of playing in Chain on a support tour with Buddy Guy early 1992. And I was actually playing Stevie Ray Vaughan's Lenny.
Okay, yes.
Instrumental at the time. And Buddy was, and Stevie Ray Vaughan were very close friends.
Yep.
I picture Stevie Ray Vaughan on the back wall, deliberately out of focus, with Buddy in focus in front of it, looking incredibly sad.
Yeah.
And I learnt from his band that basically you were not allowed to mention Stevie Ray Vaughan's name in Buddy's presence, because he was just too sensitive about it. He really missed his dear friend.
Okay, yeah.
On the last gig, Matt Taylor was kind enough to let me play Lenny late in the Chain set, and Buddy's tour manager offered me lunch with Buddy Guy the next day, because Buddy was just blown out. And of course, I'd call that one of the thrills of my life, to be able to have lunch with Buddy Guy. And in fitting with what I've just described about how close he was to Stevie, there was never one mention of Stevie Ray Vaughan's name. That he talked all about, as he put it, the Murd, the Wolf, you know, of course, meaning Muddy Waters,
yes,
Howlin' Wolf,
yep.
A lot of his upbringing with the blues, you know, Chicago itself, telling me about Muddy Waters in a white Cadillac.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Had success, and, you know, like the Albert Collins, these are the things that have really been at the pinnacle of my blues experience as a guitar player, and I'm very, very grateful that they have happened.
You know, I could talk to you for another 15 hours, and I can guarantee that will happen over time. I just got to share with the listeners that a couple of times I've rung you up for a five-minute conversation, and it's been 2.5 hours later, because you're just so full of just great stories and life experiences, and we talk very fondly about people that we both know and love. But we do have to sort of call it quits now, Mel. But what I'm just going to ask you before we go, because I'm such a wonderful singer, I know outside of me singing in your band, who would you really like to work with?
Wow. I've got to say, playing with Eric Clapton would blow my mind.
Yep.
And isn't it ironic? Stevie Ray Vaughan's very last gig was playing with Eric Clapton.
Yes, yeah.
You know, Eric Clapton would be one. I would have loved B.B. King.
Yep.
And I would have loved to have been able to play with Freddie King and Albert King, should they still be alive.
Wow, yeah, okay. Well, and they're all names that everybody
David recognizes. Gilmour isn't bad either.
Okay, you're going in that area. Yeah, yeah, okay. The old Floyd. Yeah, he can. I know he can really, really play, that's for sure. Look, we've been speaking tonight to just a guitar legend in this country, an Adelaide boy that's made really, really good, moved to Sydney, been there for a while. Mel, are you going to come back one day?
I'm actually very frustrated about not playing in my hometown more often, and I say that over my entire career of 40 years.
Yep.
So I really, really hope that I could be able to do a gig in Adelaide in the not-too-distant future and be able to make more of a habit of it.
Well, that's true. Well, I'll tell you what, mate, let's see what we can do about that, OK?
Good on you, man.
Look,
appreciate it.
No worries. Look, thank you so much, Timer. Australia's guitar legend, Mel Eastick. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, Rob. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
No worries. Thank you, Mel.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.